sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. Sounded like somebody.
You're fine, brother. You're welcome to come. Jump in anytime. Personally, I run a KG-1000 plus for my base station, quite robust. And then I've got that, what is it, Votech B50 for my mobiles, both in, well, all my vehicles, including the side-by-side. Pretty robust, but it has that telephone connection for the microphone, which is a bit wonky at times, but I can't go wrong. I do enjoy the KG-1000 Plus, both for function, the capabilities, and, again, durability. Roger.
Okay, that's, I'm going to assume that's the Waxon, or however you pronounce it.
Roger that. I don't even attempt it anymore. I usually phonetically spell it out. Yeah, you've got a Wolfang or whoever it is there, that KG-1000 Plus. But I've heard great things about the Midlands. You know, you probably got one built on a Friday or a Monday. But, yeah. And I'm, of course, you know, there's other operators that can ring in as well and give you insight as well. But for my money, I'm very pleased with that KG-1000, brother.
Where can you pick up one of those? Because I haven't seen any. And I'm going to make an assumption here. I think somebody sent it back because they had problems with it, and they reboxed it and just sent it right back out. This is the second time, or third time, actually, if you're not counting other than radios. I've had three products, you know, that were reboxed and sent back out, and because it was obvious that they needed repair.
That, and you know the old adage there, brother, buyer beware and you get what you pay for. I've had the same experience with equipment I've ordered online. It's been programmed, monkeyed with, and then sent back, and nobody bothered putting it back to factory reset or yada, yada, yada. But I got mine off of GIMRS.com from their store, and that was back, 8 months ago. But they're readily available. Walmart, I believe Amazon still has them. Radiosity, there's a bunch of folks out there in your search engine. Just put in KG-1000 Plus. And it's a great 50-watt radio if you need that kind of power. So it's great. Got great ears on the thing, and the modulation, I think, is just amazing on it myself.
Roger, I don't like the way the programming is set up in the Midland either. It's kind of like you can't really see what you got because they only have so many channels that you can see on the display. It's kind of weird how they did it. I've talked to a couple other people that are having fits trying to program them.
Lewis, I bought a set of those. Programming nightmare. Military background was Kenwood. I'm a Kenwood portable and field tech, and then Motorola. But I've had no experience with Midland, but I haven't heard anybody had those kind of issues. But, you know, again, it's a draw of the cards there. So, again, buyer beware, but can't complain. I just run that dual band tram antenna, like I said, 38 feet there. And it does exactly what she's designed to do. So, I'm pleased.
Saying all that, you know I'm an amateur, and I've been around for close to 20 years doing that. But I like my Kenwoods. Most of my radios are Kenwood. I got a 570, a 480. I've got a TMV-71 Alpha, a D-710. Trying to remember them all. I got quite a few of them.
I was out, Mrs. I and a brother from another, I don't know if you copied the mail, brother from another mother this morning out in the Pigeon River setting out trail cams. And I was singing your praises highly. Actually looking forward you moving up here so I can pick your brain, Roger. But I was singing your praises, that's for sure.
Okay, Yeah, it's going to probably be after the winter. I don't want to be moving and trying to set up during the winter time, so I'll probably wait until I get this place sold, which will be sometime in May. Houses are being snapped up down here pretty fast, so I don't think I'll have a big problem getting rid of this place. Just a little, how you say, clean up and paint up. When you have a set of 90-year-old parents that live in the house and you have to fix it up after they pass, it's a little daunting at times because, you know, some old people tend to clutter a house up with furniture that they don't need.
It can be daunting both mentally and physically. Been there, done that, and have the T-shirts up to and including my mother-in-law flooding a $250,000 home out here in Sheboygan County. But yeah, no, it's admirable again what you're doing there. I'll still be up here next winter. So, if you're on late at night, I'll pass you my digits, and that way as well. If there's anything I can ever do for you in the meantime, Roger.
That's a good idea. Instead of tying up the radio, you could give me a call sometime if you need. I don't get a lot of phone calls, so it's not a big deal.
Roger that. I'm not going there, but I have no need to hunt your property. I got property coming out my yin-yang to hunt. But, yeah, you know, if you got a trespasser that you spot there, I'd be happy to run out and chase his ass off there, but... Yeah, I'm looking forward, and we'll get you my digits. And as you said, we've taken up our 5 minutes today. And Sean rang in there, and he said hello, so I'm sure if he's still listening, he'll want to give you a shout. All right, my sir, be safe. Enjoy the rest of your day, and let's do it again later this evening. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Oddly enough, my trespassing issue looks like it's that 520-pound bear that everybody has seen. I've seen a couple videos on trail cams, but this thing is a monster. His front legs are the size of my torso, and I'm not a skinny guy.
Go ahead and ring back in on that. Oddly enough, three and a half weeks ago, we got pictures of that rascal. He come down out the hills across in front of us. That's one healthy bear, I concur.
Trail cam video was April 20th of 2022. And that's usually when they're emaciated after a winter, you know, in hibernation. This thing wasn't emaciated. I don't know. He must have had a smorgasbord set up all winter. And it was eating from it. This thing was scary big. I've seen grizzlies smaller than him.
Sure, if it was the same bear, but I've seen more bear going into Wolverine and kayak in the Pigeon River in that area. Seen plenty of tracks, milk, and seen plenty of scat in the Pigeon River here in area and surrounding. But yeah, the fella that come across here us two and a half weeks ago, again, as we were out scouting, this thing, yeah, he was grizzly bear size up here, and I understand that they pulled a couple 400 and 420 pounders already, so yeah, not only are the deer thriving, but the bear and everything else are. But one thing we do need, as you know, it's drier than a matchstick up here, let me tell you. We've been under a red flag warning, and it's going to be, but we need the rain, Roger.
No argument on that. It was really dry up there. The only good thing about the dry weather is those couple days that I stacked about 6,000 pounds of firewood. I finally got all that done. I just went through this whole cancer thing since February, and they say I'm cancer-free. I'll tell you something, though. That tore me up. And I lost 84 pounds, so I'm not the big guy I used to be.
Again, we've walked many of the same paths. I dropped 80 pounds over 3.5 years due to military service. I've lost more pieces and parts and organs I've been honed and you can shake a stick at, but that's another conversation. Again, brother, we've taken up our five and we'll let somebody else ring in here. I'll get you my digits here in the evening and we'll do it over the landline. Always a pleasure having you in my receipt. You know that. And take care. And my best to your family and your parents. Again, I salute you for being a good son from one man to another. Enjoy your evening. WRZP 544. Bob and Sheboygan, we're clear on your final.
Yeah, you said Wolverine. I'm about 6.5 miles east of I-75, straight down whatever that road is that comes past the gas station. I'm in the Pigeon River Country State Forest, so I'll give you an idea where I'm at. So if you said the bear was in there, I have no problems believing that because I've seen him myself.